Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I think these weight loss medications are a fantastic adjunct to individuals trying to lose weight, but I think you need to understand that some people are actually gaining weight on these medications such as Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, Zepbound, and you need to understand why. Tracy Morgan has come out saying he gained 40 pounds while taking one of these medications. I believe he took Ozempic. And this isn't the first time I heard about it. I've asked patients who have gone off their medication why. The number one cause is cost. Another number two reason for going off the medications are side effects. But I've had more and more people tell me they gained weight. Gained weight on these medications. So how does that happen? How do you gain weight on a medication that, I don't want to say was designed, but has inherently properties to help keep you full, slow down your motility and your digestive process to make you feel more full, enhance some of your digestive abilities? Why would that cause you to gain weight? Well, one thing I've noticed with some patients taking it is they started to kind of cut back on the gym. I don't have to work out today. I hardly ate. So now I don't have to work out at the gym. And remember what I told you about weight loss. You can't lose your muscle. If you lose your muscle, you lose your metabolism. You need to keep that muscle up. You need to exercise not only continuously in terms of the amount you use before these injections, but you need to maybe increase it because you could be losing some of your muscle. Number two is many patients are starting to fall into this intermittent fasting sort of pattern. For some people, they might just not have much of an appetite all day long. For others, it might come in waves where they're not hungry, so they don't eat. And then all of a sudden, they're hungry. And when they're hungry, they load up on calories. And it could be such a calorie-dense sort of meal that now they're taking in more calories than they might not have prior to the Ozempic or Wegovy or Mounjaro or Zepbound. Another issue with that is, too, is whenever you do these starvation diets, and I'm not saying using these medications are starvation diets, but if you remember where you would just fast, we call them starvation diets, and now we call them fasting diets, your body goes into hibernation mode. And so if your body thinks it's getting regular nutrition, it's not going to be that strict about trying to hold on to the calories. But if you're barely eating and then all of a sudden some food comes down the pike, your body might want to hold on to it more. Another issue is your insulin resistance. Some people are becoming more insulin resistant while they're on these medications. Insulin resistance leads to more fat storage. Now, I'm not saying that if you go on Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, Zepbound, you are going to gain weight. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is not everybody is losing the weight. Or if they are losing the weight, they're not necessarily losing the weight with the longevity. And so I've spoken about this before. How these medications work best is when you use it to prevent the cravings or the jonesing or the rebound. So we talked about that smoking cessation drug, Chantix. Chantix kind of acts like a nicotine decoy. And the most successful people with that drug, if we're going to talk about smoking cessation for a quick second, is they start taking that medication for 7 days, and then their quit date is day eight. And when they quit that day eight, rather than them going through all the withdrawal and the jonesing and I need a cigarette, because that medication was in their system, it now they struggle less. So your job is to actively continue that train. Don't smoke. That medication is going to help ease the discomfort. And then hopefully you've gotten yourself off real nicotine. Same thing with these weight loss drugs. You aren't supposed to just take the weight loss drug, right? And then go, okay, good, I'm good. I could just sleep. I could just relax, let it do all the work. What it's doing is if you are going to start eating a third of your meal size, and you're going to start eating vegetables, and you're going to say no to alcohol, being on this medication makes that easier. But I am seeing time and time again, patients are not necessarily doing their part of the work. Ozempic, Wegovy, Zepbound, Mounjaro can't do all of the work. And so if you see a burger and you see a cake, I've heard some people say one person was really, really getting anxious about the medication because they the pharmacy was did not have it in stock and they had a wedding coming up. And they were so panicked that they wouldn't have the medication on board when they went to this wedding because of all the food. It's not a magic shot. It's been advertised as such in the media and by some of these stars. But if you're going to a wedding, you should already be going, okay, maybe just one little sliver or forkful of the cake. I know it's an open bar, but I'm going to lay off when it comes to the bar. Now, maybe I'll order the salmon instead of the red meat dish. Maybe I'll dance a lot to burn off the calories. But you cannot sit there and go, okay, we're going to a buffet, so I better get this shot on board so I don't gain a lot of weight from the buffet. You probably should be skipping the buffet. So, you know, I am really, really grateful for some of these stars who have not lost weight to come out and be open like Tracy Morgan did. He told Jimmy Fallon that he gained 40 pounds. And so the medicine does not work for everybody. So before you start putting in the investment, make sure you have that plan. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So as I warned, once during the COVID pandemic and lockdowns and... Oh, I apologize. Got a little bit of background music here. I apologize. Once those went into play and doctor's offices closed temporarily, some of them closed permanently as staff didn't come back, PPE was hard to get, patients wanted to be treated at home over the phone and use telemedicine, we predicted early on that we would be missing cancer cases. If patients are not going into their medical provider for an exam and they are instead kind of doing an a la carte over the phone, we could be missing a lot of cancers. Now, we also did increase access through telemedicine. and the COVID pandemic, for those individuals who never were going to go to a doctor, at least they got on the phone with somebody. So there were some, you know, new patients starting to seek some medical care online. It was a baby step. But for the average person, they skipped their pap smears. They put off their mammogram. They put off their prostate screening. And so now we have a study saying thousands of prostate cancer cases were missed during the disruption of the COVID pandemic. And I wouldn't be surprised if we're continuing to miss those numbers. These are findings of a new study published in the BJU International Journal last month. Researchers from University of Oxford and other UK universities analyzed a data set of 285,000 participants from Open Safely TPP, a large nationally representative data set of routine healthcare records. This is being reported by Fox News. And they focused on 165,000 men in the UK who had been diagnosed with prostate cancer between January 2015 and July 2023. In 2020, diagnoses of prostate cancer dropped by 31% over the prior year. Now, somebody might say, oh, so COVID prevented prostate cancer. No, it didn't. People just didn't go into the doctor and get diagnosed. Well, what happens if you don't go in and get diagnosed? Well, it could grow. So in 2020, people getting diagnosed with prostate cancer dropped 31%. The decrease was 18% in 2021. Now, they said by 2022, the diagnosed cases had returned to expected levels. Again, I'm a little cautious on that number because I've been having patients where they're bleeding, they're having pain, they're having back pain, and I tell them you need to go in, you need to see a urologist right away. So I don't know, you know, what the numbers are looking like now because I can't see the follow-up. But also I know our population has increased a lot in the last couple years in terms of adult men. And so I really believe we still have an underdiagnosis. Now, in this study with England, they say given that our data set represents 40% of the population, we estimate that proportionally the pandemic led to 20,000 missed prostate cancer diagnoses. Now, that is in the UK. The UK has 1/7 the population as we do. So, researchers are recommending that healthcare providers focus on finding the men who could have prostate cancer. Now, our prostate cancer screening is limited because they don't want false positives. They don't want us putting people through unnecessary tests and expenditures. But I think we need to relook at some of our guidelines as it pertains to colon cancer, mammogram screening, STDs, cervical cancer. Remember, a few months ago, there was a study saying advanced cervical cancer cases are rising. Why is that? Well, people are skipping their pap smears. Or we've started to change the guidelines where you only have to come in every 3 to 5 years, depending on your HPV testing. Well, what if somebody gets a more aggressive HPV, human papillomavirus? Or what if the pap smear didn't pick it up? Now, talking about pap smears, I had a patient who had gone to a doctor whose medical assistant did the pap smear. And her pap smear came back normal. But she came to me saying that she has pain, pelvic pain. So I went and I examined her. And it turned out she had two cervixes. There are some conditions where some uteruses have two cervixes. And when I tried to look back at the other doctor who did the pap smear in the office, it didn't look like anybody, you know, trained did the appropriate exam, and they missed one of the cervixes. Well, if you're going to have a pap smear, you need to make sure you don't have cervical cancer from any and all the cervixes you have. And so my worry was that that cervical exam was half-assed also. And so your colon cancer or your cervical cancer screening is only as good as your technique. Same thing with colon cancer screening. If the doctor's not paying attention, if they're busy making TikTok videos while you're under, and if they're not looking at every nook and cranny of that colon, they could be missing a polyp or a mass. I learned this when I trained at Kaiser with sigmoidoscopy, and when I trained throughout my training, where you could blink and miss an early prostate cancer. So technique is everything. Now, how do we guard against that? How do we protect against human error? We make sure the screening overlaps. So, for example, we recommend colon cancer screening every 10 years if you're low risk. Why? Because the average polyp takes about 10 years to become colon cancer. It's different in black men and other individuals of different races and demographics. What if you don't know your genetics? What if your father, like mine, died of a heart attack before he could ever be diagnosed and get a colonoscopy because he never wanted to get one? So I'm a little nervous about these every 10-year scopes when the average person doesn't know their risk. And what if there is an error? So maybe if we go to every 5 to 10 years or 5 to 8 years, there might be enough overlap to pick something up. Excuse me, with mammograms, you see we do those yearly. We don't want to mess around because some breast cancers can be aggressive. So with prostate cancer, now, this is tricky because many individuals might say, well, I have a UTI, just give me an antibiotic, or, you know, maybe I just have a prostate infection, or I just have low back pain, or I'm constipated. Always check the prostate. An exam tells you a lot. Now, I understand the average person does not want to have a prostate exam. It's not fun. I get that. I don't like having gynecological exams. I get orifices off limits. I get that. But we can't just do blood tests. We can't just hope and pray that you don't have something. And now the average person I talk to, of course, on telemedicine, never sees a regular doctor. They rarely see one. Their last physical was 2019. You know how much could happen in 5 years? So when you call a telemedicine provider for your cough, and you say, that's all I need, and the telemedicine provider, you know, most platforms only deal with one problem at a time, there you go. You might go months and then say, all right, now I have a sore throat. Is anybody checking you for melanoma? Is anybody doing your blood work? Is anybody examining your eyes? My fear is we're going to have reports of underdiagnosed glaucoma, underdiagnosed macular degeneration, underdiagnosed cardiovascular disease. People can now get their Viagra online, answering a simple questionnaire. All right, I told you how I credit Pfizer and Viagra and all these erectile dysfunction drugs for saving millions of men's lives, because when a patient said, look, I have erectile dysfunction, a good doctor said, well, let's check your heart. Because if you have poor blood flow to the penis, you could have poor blood flow to the heart. And I can't tell you how much cardiovascular disease I picked up alone. So if doctors did their homework and they actually made sure that blood flow was being appropriately delivered to the brain, to the heart, they're saving lives. Now that people can get Viagra and these medications over the phone without an exam of the heart, what's getting missed? 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the U.S. has presented a draft resolution to the United Nations urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza linked to the release of hostages held by Hamas. Blinken made the statement during his meetings with leaders in the Middle East. Following his discussion in Egypt, he's scheduled to travel to Israel. New York's Attorney General gearing up to seize some of Donald Trump's properties. USA's Laura Winters.
Donald Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County could be seized by New York Attorney General Letitia James. She's filed the preliminary paperwork in case Trump can't post the $500 million bond he needs in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment.
Immigration riots have been unfolding in El Paso, Texas. Reports indicated that the Texas National Guard faced a significant challenge as waves of illegal immigrants attempted to breach border barriers Thursday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So over the last few days, you have heard some headlines regarding some studies where bacteria in our body can be helping cancer and may help fuel some of the more aggressive cancers. And we have been seeing startling rises in colon cancer and rectal cancer and stomach cancer in younger individuals. Part of it could be HPV. HPV that can be transmitted sexually and then cause changes in the area. Other hypotheses or other factors can also be our diet, our sitting for long periods of time, our inactivity, our obesity. Well, experts have been baffled by these rises in numbers. And so they're looking at not only what we're eating and our sexual practices, but also the bacteria in our body. And researchers at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Center in Seattle have found that Fusobacterium nucleatum, which lives in dental plaque, could explain why some colon tumors are starting to become more difficult to treat. Half of all colorectal tumors, the CRC tumors, aggressive, deadly, contained this Fusobacterium bacteria. Now, how did it get down there? Well, it's in the mouth, so you swallow it. Chinese and Singaporean scientists showed in a study this week that bacteria in the throat, mouth, and vagina, Streptococcus angiosus, can also encourage the growth of cancer, but stomach cancer. Streptococcus angiosus colonizes mucous membranes in the nose and mouth and can cause abscesses, tissue infections, like flesh-eating disease, what they call certain strep infections, infections of the inner lining of the heart. Streptococcus can be a culprit in multiple things. But they believe, these researchers believe, that if we could target the bacteria microbiome, we're not talking about you getting strep throat. We're talking about bacteria that live there, your main microbiome. If you could target that and clear out the type of bacteria that is assisting the cancer, then we might be able to slow down the cancer. Researchers at the Cancer Center conducted laboratory investigations to see how the bacteria, the Fusobacterium nucleatum, influences the environment that allows tumor cells to grow. Daily Mail reports that they isolated the strains of bacteria from patients with cancer, and these were patients in North America and Europe. They studied the genetic makeup of the bacteria, and then they analyzed whether the cancer had presence of the bacteria, extracting DNA, tissue samples, etc. Then they analyzed the abundance of the bacteria in stool samples in people with and without colon cancer to assess any potential link. Researchers found that a specific subtype of the bacteria was present in tumor tissue in 50% of the cancer cases. Now, the researchers did not specify how advanced those stages of cancer were, but they found this microbe in higher numbers with stool samples of colorectal cancer compared to those of healthy people. Now, that, again, this is just an association, and it's a link. It doesn't necessarily mean it's cause and effect, but bacteria could affect the environment, the acidity, the ability for a cell, a cancer cell, to grow without being impeded. The bacteria might interfere with cells that we have in our body, like tumor necrosis factor and other cells, to fight cancer. And so this is, you know, something that is fascinating. Now, the bacteria in our body we need. And so it's going to, you know, take some savvy think, you know, figuring out which bacteria we need to keep and which we don't. But what we're slowly seeing, the trends I've been seeing for the last 10, 15 years, is healthy diet eating people seem to have healthier forms of bacteria in their gut microbiome. People eating fast food and fatty food and sugar appear to have different microbiomes. So if you want to change the bacteria that are living in your body, then you want to obviously introduce healthier things. You want to eat better. Now, some people might say, well, doesn't the acid in your stomach burn off most of the bacteria anyway? Your food isn't always sterile. And the acidity in the stomach doesn't necessarily sterilize. And you could have undigested food or pieces of food that still, you obviously have matter that goes from the stomach to the intestine. And there could very easily be bacteria, acid-resistant bacteria, that get through. Same thing with viruses, same thing with other pathogens. And so, you are what you eat. And though I hate that saying, but it's true. If you want to be healthy, you have to eat healthy. Now, signs and symptoms of bowel cancer, colon cancer, colorectal cancer, is a change in your bowel habit. Now, all of a sudden, you're constipated. If your stool looks differently, where now it starts to look more shoestring shaped, you're fatigued. You can't seem to move your bowels. You feel obstructed. You have a mass. Your abdomen is bloated. You're losing weight. You're bleeding. Now, when I talk to patients about getting screened, they say, well, I don't have any signs of cancer, so I'm good. And then I'll ask, what signs are you waiting for? Oh, blood. When I see blood in my stool, I'll go to the doctor. When there's blood in the stool, that could be too late. You don't wait till you've lost weight. You don't wait until you're turning yellow because you have jaundice. That's why we have all these screening protocols, because when we find cancer early, that's the best way to beat it. Now, I'm not saying everybody who bleeds when they wipe their butt has cancer, but please, for the love of God, don't ignore that. It could be a hemorrhoid, true. It could be a tear. It could be a fissure. But it could also be a mass. And I'll have patients say, but you know what? I have hemorrhoids. I bleed. I've bled for a while now. It's been 6 months. I have hemorrhoids. But then my next question to them is, well, why do you have a hemorrhoid? Were you pregnant recently? No. Do you drive a truck for extended hours? No. Could you possibly have a hemorrhoid because you have a higher up mass? And so you have to push harder to stool. And now you have this this incompetent vein. And that's what hemorrhoids are, that are now swollen and bleeding. Did you ever figure out why you have the hemorrhoids? So any sort of rectal bleeding, change in your bowels, etc., get yourself checked out. With stomach cancer, the symptoms could be nausea, loss of appetite, no energy, weight loss, indigestion. You could have issues swallowing if it's involving the esophagus. You have got to get that checked out as well. If your stool doesn't have bright red blood, but is black, well, black could be oxidized blood. When blood sits around and gets exposed to oxygen longer, it could turn, and it starts to get old, it could turn black. And so black stools have to be checked out. And I don't want to scare anybody, but when people think cancer is just for old people, you know, and I'm barely middle-aged, so I'm good. No, we keep being told that we're seeing advanced cancer cases on the rise in millennials and younger individuals, Gen Z. You cannot ignore it. The sooner you get on that, the better. And when it comes to bacteria, this could be cool. This could be a great way to augment. It doesn't mean you take antibiotics all the time. That could then affect your immune system another way. And you don't want to mess with your immune system. But what the moral of this is your body is a fine balance of a whole bunch of things. Bacteria could be good. Bacteria could be bad. Just help the good bacteria by eating well. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember I told you in the Jewish religion, Hanukkah isn't necessarily the biggest party holiday. Hanukkah's cool, but our biggest party holiday is Purim. And the reason why is the story is a fascinating story, and I'll summarize it pretty quickly for you all. But it is so relevant back then, today, in the future, to remind us of how it took bravery, how it took courage, and how the actions of even a few could save thousands upon thousands of lives, not to mention generations thereafter. And so, you know, we're celebrating Purim this coming weekend. And, there's noisemakers and there's parties and there's drinking, and it's a big holiday. It's a fun one. But again, as with a lot of holidays and a lot of religious holidays, there's always a sad undertone and a very serious, solemn message that at any time we as a people, can be persecuted. And people could want our death, could call for our death. And younger Jews are now seeing some of those calls by individuals now exhibiting their anti-Semitism. And it also reminds us that people don't change. So the story of Purim, Persian Empire of the 4th century BCE, it extended over 127, according to Chabad.org, territories, lands. And so among the inhabitants were Jews. And King Ahasuerus and his wife, Queen Vashti, had ruled. But Queen Vashti eventually left. In the story, she was actually executed. And so King Ahasuerus needed a new wife. Now, some reports say he had a harem. Others say he just needed a new wife. So I understand that's been debated by scholars. But there was a Jewish girl who he didn't know was Jewish, who he liked. And she ended up becoming Queen Esther. Now, there were a couple individuals who wanted to plot the king's death. And Esther's cousin, Mordecai, found this out, was able to thwart it. But as with many people, when they do good things, people don't know about it. Yet King Ahasuerus's major, like, first mate or in command was this guy named Haman. And this Haman was a real jerk, a real piece of work. And he didn't like Jews, as did many people at the time. And he wanted the execution of Jews. This is, again, a very summarized form of it. Well, Queen Esther, again, nobody knew she was Jewish. So she had an inside ear when it came to the king. And she risked getting killed herself, going up to the king when not being called upon, going up against somebody that he trusted, that he relied on, for her to, buck what was a system. Again, as a woman in those times, right, BCE, it was pretty gutsy. And thank God the king listened to her. And so instead of allowing the decree that Haman wanted, where all the Jews were going to be killed, Haman ended up being killed, and Mordecai was appointed as prime minister in his stead. And King Ahasuerus allowed the Jews to live free under his rule. Now, this is, again, this is one of many stories where there was persecution, and Jews being able to overcome miracles, even though I don't think the mention of God per se was in the reading at the time of this in the Bible. However, the Megillah, but it is implied that miracles took place in order for our people to be able to survive this. And so the reason why this is so not only current and relevant now, but it always seems to be relevant, is I see a lot of cowardice. I see people trying to play it safe. And I see people of their own, Jews themselves, not speak out. I mean, the hostages are still there after the Hamas attack. The hostages, we still have hostages there. Free them already. Where's the UN? Where's other countries trying to get the hostages out? I mean, the whole world could come together and help free hostages anywhere that hostages are. But there's this sort of attitude by some that they're Jews. Who cares? Who cares? Whether you're Jewish, whether you're LDS, whether you're Catholic, whether you're Protestant, whether you're Muslim. Okay, people are people. We need the help of others. One group cannot just be there for themselves. I mean, thank God for all the Christians and Catholics and other individuals that helped, you know, Jews during the Holocaust. Thank God for the heterosexuals that helped the homosexuals who were being killed and murdered by the Nazis. Thank God for the non-gypsies that helped protect the gypsies that were going to be rounded up and killed. You know, you were a people, we're a world that should have a common enemy. And the common enemy isn't somebody that has another religion than you. The common enemy is somebody who does evil. If somebody is going to be doing evil to kids, to adults, to women, to the religious part is a superficial layer of that. They will do bad things to anybody. Look at how we've heard of Ukrainians being killed and raped and when war happens and when persecution happens, it is ugly. And at any time, any of us can be the victim, could be the target. And so as we look at Purim this week and then going into Easter, you know, people persecuted, people attacked, people being killed for what they believe in. It's disgusting. You know, and the death of Jews and Christians and Catholics and Mormons and Muslims and Hindus and Buddhists and people of all races, and the death of Jesus should have never happened because of disbelief and feeling that what your rule is the rule of the land, and anybody that doesn't follow it, they're done. And this sort of mentality, it still persists today. And if we don't identify it, if we don't call it out, it's going to continue to happen. Nobody should be at a festival and be shot, like what happened in Las Vegas or what happened in Israel. Nobody should take babies and behead them. What did the babies do? There's evil on this earth, and we all can agree it's evil. What's been happening is individuals have been saying, oh, but the evil is justified. What? Evil is never, ever justified. There is never justification for killing and beheading a baby, taking innocent people who are at a peace festival and murdering them and abducting them, for killing people because they have partners who are same-sex partners. I mean, in Gaza, I think you go to jail, you know, if you're LGBTQAI+. This is a problem. All right? We have to combat evil. And Purim reminds us that it took a lot of courage and that, you know, millions and generations were saved as a result of somebody stepping up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, Till one day, the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day, Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.